The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it was already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it's accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two and two against three. A father will be divided against his son and a son against his father. A mother against her daughter and a daughter against her mother. A mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law." The Gospel of the Lord. We continue our journey with Jesus in St. Luke's Gospel. We find ourselves today in the 12th chapter of St. Luke, and previously, in the 9th chapter, Jesus set his face like flint towards the cross of Jerusalem. This was not easy for our Lord to do. He, in fact, his disciples were going to question his decision to accept death on the cross. And within himself, there was a great agony. So that's what I want to address today, is this division that's exterior and also that internal division that we experience as Christians. Now, I'm sure prior to coming to Mass that most of you pulled out your notebooks and read the notes that you made from my homilies from the previous weeks. For those of you who didn't have that opportunity to do that, let me remind you. A couple weeks ago, I spoke about the consequences of following Jesus. That when he set his face like flint towards Jerusalem, he warned his apostles and those who were going to follow him that they were going to have to leave everything behind in order to follow him. Leave everything. He even said that once the hand is laid on the plow, anyone who looks back is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. So one of the consequences of following our Lord is to stand up for those who are marginalized and unwanted. Another consequence of following our Lord is to know our faith and to be able to explain it. Now, this is difficult, but it's necessary as followers of Jesus to truly give a voice to those who don't have a voice or to those who are unwanted. Difficult, uncomfortable, but necessary. Many of our students are gleefully looking forward to going back to school. Well, a few of them are anyway. And going back to school, they're going to be facing division, where other kids are going to be saying, "So you're a Christian, so you're a Catholic, why? That's silly. Why do you go to church? Why do you pray? Why do you do this? Why do you do that? Why do you believe in this?" So they're going to be experiencing that division. So I invite everyone to please pray for our students as they face this in a world that doesn't always understand us. But oftentimes that exterior division begins with something interior, where we have to wrestle with these questions ourselves, our own conscience. How should I act? What is the Lord asking me to do? So if you're wrestling with some of those things inside of your own life, I suggest that you follow the example of our Lord Jesus. He too, remember he said he has this agonizing within himself. He experienced what we also have, that interior division. He had it in what we call the agony in the garden. Notice it's not the ecstasy in the garden, but rather agony. He was agonizing. But in this agonizing, he didn't leave the community. He didn't leave the church behind. Rather, he invited the church to be with him, with Peter, James, and John. He invited them to be with him, but not to make the decision for him, but rather to watch and to pray with him. And then our Lord prayed to God the Father, a conversation that was very personal and yet in communion with others. St. Luke would describe that at the conclusion of this agony in the garden, that an angel would come and minister to his needs. The same thing happened in St. Luke's gospel when Jesus was tempted in the desert, only found in St. Luke. So the consequences of following Jesus is that we're going to experience conflict. We're going to experience division within our families, within our parish, within our church, within our schools, within our community. But first, we got to face that division within ourselves. We have to form our conscience, be informed, well informed in whatever issues there are, invite the church to watch and to pray with us, and then have the courage to act in the manner in which the Lord is inviting us. Previous to today's gospel, Jesus said, "When they take you before synagogues and before rulers and authorities, do not worry about how or what your defense will be or about what you're going to say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you at that moment what you are to say." The consequences of following Jesus is division, but know in the midst of this division, whether interiorly or exterior, the consequences of following Jesus is also that he will give us the courage to act and the words to speak.